And I think I had them all which I would. Had them all killed. Where I got them, I'd get me a lot of newspapers, set the fire, and just put it out there, then stir them up, and they'd fly right into that. And they'd burn them just that quick, you know, hit it. But then after my newspaper would burn out, here come more from all somewhere else, bring some in there to eat them, feed them, you know.
Yeah.
And them would get me. Oh, they'd bite you and bite and sting too. That's the way, I guess the yellow jack was the worst thing you have to deal with, the way of stinging and biting.
What about something that might build a nest in
the
corner of a barn or something?
Wasp. In corner
of the
barn.
What was that?
Wasp. Red wasp. Build a nest all over the barn they do up in the barn. That's thing too.
How many of them would say be in a nest?
Wasp.
Yeah.
They fill that nest full of eggs and they hatch. It's great big, I've seen them as big as my two hands. They'd be plumb full and they'd hatch. If you don't tear them down, I try to keep them cool down.
Yeah.
I don't know how many they would really hatch if you didn't to keep them cool down. But I've had them at all. And I've seen them in trees, hanging in trees. It was big as your head, you know, for me.
Yeah.
But in the barn we put in hay, you got to be particular, don't they eat you up if in there. On the rafters where they build them, you know, a tin sheeting or something other from there. In the top barn where they do it, you to try to build them. Now you may be talking about something else.
Well, that's what I was saying. Have you ever been stung
though? Yeah, sometimes make you sick enough to die, you know. Some people, Andy's got a brother, had cancer off every time one sting, it just goes out. But they never did their hay, but that mean they never had bark. They'll swell me up, maybe just came in the face or on the hand, it'll swell way up. But other than that, I never do that.
Yeah.
I always just get something put on it.
And you call those?
Wasps.
Okay, what about something that'll build a little mud nest?
A mud nest?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a kind of a bee like you're talking about, or is that a bird, huh?
A sort of a bee.
A bee, that's
like on the underside of a rock or something. If you have a big old rock, they might, those little cones sort of, nut cones.
What? Like I said, that yellow jacket builds in the ground on the rocks, a tree in a hole, hole or something like that. But you want something else.
It's kind of wasp, I guess.
A yellow jacket, it looks kind of like it. It's bright across his bark. Yellow jacket had look just full of stripes. And he's not quite as big as a wasp, he's a little smaller.
But this thing will take a little dirt.
Oh, that's dead dogs.
Dirt
dogs. Dead dogs, yeah. Yeah, they build nests. Going down very long. But what I had in mind was is a bird too, barn swallow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got a nest down there over one of my lights in the barn. I know they raise them every year, and I raise twice a year.
Yeah.
They've already done built a nest over that light, but again, I'll tear them down every fall. But they raise that once, twice every year. And it looks all pretty much like a chimney sweeper.
Yeah.
They go in and get this mud, and they come up there and they smear it on.
Yeah.
Smear it on. And they'll keep on until they get it fixed like they want, and then it lays, or mother lays, and then they hatch out.
Yeah.
And she'll get up and set there by that light and feed them birds.
Mm-hmm.
Beat them thing I was saying. And then as they get bigger, she takes them leaves. Chimney sweeper to come up in that chimney. They probably done built some nests. Regular chimney sweeper up in the chimney. You can do it every summer. I'll have them fall down and pick them up and throw them out.
Did dirt bombers sting you?
Oh, they won't sting you. Never had no sting.
How about something that you might get on you if you went blackberry picking? A little tiny red thing.